Lisa Crown podcast coming at you. And today I want to talk about feed your brain. Yes, your brain needs to eat too. Okay, there's a couple things that I just want to get out, get off my chest that are so important. I think sometimes we just need to be reminded about what should be going into our brain rather than the gossip or the drama or negative self-talk or, you know, controversy or you know, judgment or whatever. All that stuff, seriously, it like makes me want to just, you know, because it's just not... it doesn't serve us, right? So I just want to give you a list of things. If you have a pen and paper, I highly recommend writing these things down. Sometimes we just need a reminder of the things that should be, and we should be conscious of the things that are going into our brain. The first thing that comes up for me is positive self-talk. What are you saying to yourself? What do you say when you look in the mirror? What do you say when you lay down and go to bed? What do you say when you're driving alone in the car? Or, you know, what messaging goes from you, from your words, back into your brain? Like, where, what is that about? And what is that message? I just want to encourage you, make sure that they are positive things. There's compliments in there. There's, I'm proud of you. You're doing a great job. You are enough. That you need to get words said to yourself and work through that. And if you absolutely don't feel those things, I encourage you and challenge you to work through the why. Because when you could really unleash that and you really do feel that way about yourself. I mean, I went to personal workshops in my time. I went to MIT training, which is Mastery and Transformational Training Program. I went through it. It was in LA. It's a 5-day seminar. They have all these different workshops. I really got to strongly learn how to be positive and say positive things to myself and really feel that click. So doing that kind of stretch and stretching yourself and challenging yourself will make a huge impact in your day. Number two, make sure that you are reading books or reading them or Audible. I mean, I love Audible. I do. I just put my AirPods in and I just go. And I really feel that it is just fueling my brain with learning and evolving and growing and understanding and seeing different perspectives. So powerful. It's like a no-brainer. The next one is listening to podcasts. So look at that. You're doing it. Woo, woo. Thank you so much for listening. There's so many great ones out there. Oh my gosh. People are just killing it with putting out messages that are impacting people. So make sure that you're listening to people and you're feeding your brain properly in that space. Also, interview people that interest you. You know, if you want someone's to be in a position like somebody else, if there's a, you know, a manager or there's a strong producing real estate agent, like you want to be a producer, a strong number one, whatever craft that you're doing, go interview someone like that. Go interview a top title person or top home warranty person or a manager or an upper manager, anybody. Go interview people to understand what they're doing and learn from others. I mean, that is, I feel like, one of the greatest, coolest things about our ears, that they could just sit here and listen to people and how, you know, about their exponential growth and how fascinating they are and things that they do are. Now, not everything clicks, but you definitely get takeaways for sure. The check-in, I do bring this up a little bit quite often on my podcast. It's something later in life that I learned about that has freed my soul. So the check-in is when you take a moment, take a nice breath and check in. How did that make me feel? Do I want to go to that? Does that make me happy? Is that going to put me behind today? Like checking in, literally asking yourself the questions and bringing and giving the truest, most honest answer. That's the check-in. The next thing on how to feed our brain is through gratitude, whether we give gratitude to ourselves or we give it out to others. Gratitude was always on my forefront, but oh my God, I have really dove headfirst into gratitude in my life in these past few years more than I ever have before. And I can't believe how impactful it is for me as a person, as a woman, to give it and to receive it and how beautiful it is. So make sure that you're in a state of gratitude and that you're giving and receiving. And then last but not least, of course, is meditation. I have told you guys before, I love Deepak and Oprah. There's so many beautiful ones out there. There's things on YouTube. There's apps that are 5-minute meditations, 7-minute meditations. There's so many good ones out there that I encourage you to just relax your brain. Your brain needs a rest too. You know, we're overworking every single day and doing stuff every single day and processing a lot of stuff going on. But you know what it does need to do is relax. And it needs to just listen and it needs to just have a calming state. So meditation, both men and women, I strongly encourage you to look into it. It's a game changer. All right, DJ, I know you got some fun song up your sleeve for us today to feed your brain. All right, let's pump up the music. And everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. Appreciate it. Connect with me, Lisa Crown. And if you're done listening to this podcast and you liked it, share it with a friend and please click subscribe. Don't forget to reach out to me on Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn. I love connecting with you guys. Thanks so much.